Chapter 19. And after these things I heard a great voice of a great multitude in the heaven, saying, Alleluia! The salvation, and the glory, and the honor, and the power, is to the Lord our God. Because true and righteous are his judgments, because he did judge the great whore, who did corrupt the earth in her whoredom, and he did avenge the blood of his servants at her hand. And a second time they said, Alleluia! And her smoke doth come up, to the ages of the ages. And fall down did the elders, the 24, and the 4 living creatures, and they did bow before God, who is sitting upon the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And a voice out of the throne did come forth, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and those fearing him, both the small and the great. And I heard as the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Alleluia! Because reign did the Lord God, the Almighty. May we rejoice, and exult, and give the glory to him, because come did the marriage of the Lamb, and his wife did make herself ready. And there was given to her that she may be arrayed with fine linen, pure and shining, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. And he saith to me, Write, Happy are they, who to the supper of the marriage of the Lamb have been called. And he saith to me, These are the true words of God. And I fell before his feet, to bow before him, and he saith to me, See, not. Fellow servant of thee am I, and of thy brethren, those having the testimony of Jesus, bow before God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of the prophecy. And I saw the heaven having been opened, and lo, a white horse, and he who is sitting upon it is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness doth he judge and war. And his eyes are as a flame of fire, and upon his head are many diadems, having a name written that no one hath known, except himself. And he is arrayed with a garment covered with blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in the heaven were following him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and pure. And out of his mouth doth proceed a sharp sword, that with it he may smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he doth tread the press of the wine of the wrath, and the anger of God the Almighty. And he hath upon the garment, and upon his thigh the name written, King of Kings, and Lord of Lords. And I saw one messenger standing in the sun, and he cried, a great voice, saying to all the birds that are flying in mid-heaven, Come and be gathered together to the supper of the great God, that ye may eat flesh of kings, and flesh of chiefs of thousands, and flesh of strong men, and flesh of horses, and of those sitting on them, and the flesh of all, free men and servants, both small and great. And I saw the beast, and the kings of the earth, and their armies, having been gathered together to make war with him who is sitting upon the horse, and with his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet, who did the signs before him, in which he led astray those who did receive the mark of the beast, and those who did bow before his image, living they were cast, the two, to the lake of the fire, that is burning with brimstone. And the rest were killed with the sword of him who is sitting on the horse, which sword is proceeding out of his mouth, and all the birds were filled out of their flesh.